Now, we come to chapter 11 here, and here is a prophecy against the rulers of Jerusalem at this time. You see, most of the people in captivity, but Jerusalem has not been destroyed. Zedekiah is still on the throne there, and they are in rebellion against not only God, but the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. I'm reading now chapter 11, verse 1. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up, brought me unto the east gate of the Lord's house, which looketh eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw. Now, there are certain ones mentioned here, and they definitely were princes of the people. Now, then said he unto me, Son of man, these are the men that plot mischief and give wicked counsel in this city, who say it's not near, let us build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we are the flesh. In other words, what they're saying is this. This city is our cup of tea. This is ours now. Most everybody have left, and we are going to continue on. We're going to have peace and plenty and prosperity. It's materialism of the worst sort. Now, he says, therefore, verse 4, prophesy against them, prophesy, O son of man. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak thus saith the Lord. Thus have ye said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. God knows even what we're thinking. He knows our thoughts are far off. They have carried on. Now they have slain those that apparently have stood for God. Verse 6, ye have multiplied your slain in the city. Ye filled its streets with the slain. Now, he says, verse 10, ye shall fall by the sword. I will judge you in the border of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. You see, the purpose of the judgment of God, we'll come to that again when we see the prophecy concerning what I believe is Russia in the king of the north, in the 38th and 39th of Ezekiel. Verse 11, now, this city shall not be your cauldron, neither shall ye be the flesh in the midst of it, but I will judge you in the border of Israel. Now, God says that he's going to judge them, but always there's a remnant. And will you note here, and I'll have to drop down to verse 15. I'll begin reading verse 14. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, thy brethren, even thy brethren, the men of thy kindred, and all the house of Israel, holy are they unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, get you far from the Lord. Unto us is this land given in possession. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the nations, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. God says there'll be a remnant, and they'll seek me. And when they do, I'm going to be a little temple, a little sanctuary. They'll be able to approach me. And this was God's arrangement during the time the temple was destroyed. And Daniel fitted into this period. There were great company that fitted into this period. Now, verse 17, therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people, and I'll assemble you out of the countries where you've been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. Now, God would return them back to that land. Who came back? Well, those that were seeking God, it was less than 60,000, but it was the remnant that came back to that land after the 70 years. Verse 18, and they shall come there, and they shall take away all its detestable things and all its abominations from there. Now, verse 21. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, saith the Lord. God says, I'm going to judge you. The judgment of God is coming. And I think today that for the ministry to ignore the fact that judgment is coming upon this earth. My friend, the greatest proof in the future, there's a God. He's going to judge this earth. Verse 22, Then did the cherubim lift up their wings and the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city, stood upon the mountain which is on the east side of the city. Now the glory removes from Jerusalem out to the Mount of Olives, that's east of the city. And we'll see what happens there when we get there, not next time, but in this section here. Now, verse 24, afterwards the Spirit took me up and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of God unto Chaldea, to them of the captivity. Now he's brought back to where he began. So the vision that I'd seen went up from me. Then I spoke unto them of the captivity, all the things that the Lord had shown me. Now, he comes back to call attention to the fact that the false prophets have lied to them. Jerusalem is to be destroyed. He had seen the vision. He gave them the reason for it. And that full captivity was actually near at hand. And the people are not going to listen to him, but he's going to be a sign to the nation. And he's going to act out some very strange things, by the way. But that's the way, I guess, to get attention from folk like that.